folks. That's about it. Since ni sevanchito, I'm going to choose at Komboka 18 hours. So time ya tu ya kwana isa yo Komboka. But Ruben is sticking around to do the main news. And On Air with Wanzianji is up next. Entrepreneurs and employees, it's okay. Stick to what you know. I'm out.
Making your afternoon absolute fun. The home run.
Nazi chiziwiso kuchokera ku Bank of Zambia. A Bank of Zambia afuna kukumbusa anthu nonse kuti ndalama zakale zinasiya kugira ntchito malamulo. Ndipo simungagulire chinthu china chilichonse kapena kuzigwisira ntchito ayi. Kupitiriza kugwisira ntchito ndalama zakale ndi mlandu, anthu nonse muchenjezedwa kukhala chelu kuopera kuti munganamizidwe. Pereka ni lipoti la munthu wina aliyense yemwe akugwisira ntchito ndalama zakale pa zamalonda ndipo auze na polisi, pitaninso kuchigawo cha DEC kapenanso ku Bank of Zambia. Okubweretserani chiziwiso chimenechi ndi wa Bank of Zambia.
Next customer.
These views keep draining me.
Hi madam, how are you?
Hello there. I'm well. Just about to give you the remainder of my salary.
Manji?
Why? I just got a cashback from Stanbic.
Really?
I thought I was finished.
Must be nice having a bank that pays your bills.
Mwandi?
Switch your salary account today. Visit your nearest Stanbic branch or call 8200 for details. Terms and conditions apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18:01. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Brevna Changala seeks time to engage new lawyers as defense fails to open interdiction case. Rights group says Garinkombo arrest lawful but may erode public confidence in police. In global news, two people shot dead amid Kenya protests against US Ebola quarantine center plan. With the main news at 18 hours, my name is Ruben Mwanza. Civil rights activist Brevna Changala has asked High Court Judge Davis Chibwili, sitting as Chief Resident Magistrate, to grant him time to engage new lawyers after his defense failed to commence today due to the absence of his legal team. Mr. Changala told the court that his lawyers, Kabamba Simukonda and Kambwa Aongola, were engaged in proceedings before Lusaka High Court Judge Mulenga and were therefore unable to attend the matter. He said he was not in a position to represent himself and requested additional time to secure alternative legal representation in order to proceed with his defense. In granting the application, Judge Chibwili said the court had allowed the request in interest of justice, although he expressed concern that the two lawyers had not filed an affidavit or notice of hearing in the Lusaka High Court if they intended to progress the matter. The court directed Mr. Changala to secure new legal counsel by Friday and begin his defense, although it noted that Mr. Simukonda and Mr. Aongola could still be retained as they are familiar with the history of the case. Mr. Changala is accused of making seditious remarks in May 2024 during the disappearance of then Petauke Central Member of Parliament Emmanuel J. Banda. The Zambian Network for Human Rights Defenders says the arrest of former Mazabuka Member of Parliament Garinkombo was procedurally correct and consistent with the law, but has created negative public perception about the independence of the Zambia Police Service. Network coordinator Amitag Mombwali says there was nothing wrong with police arresting and charging Mr. Nkombo on the 1st of June 2026 with two counts of assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Mr. Mombwali says the incident at Mazabuka Civic Center on the 20th of May involved a public altercation in which both sides made allegations of assault, resulting in counter reports being filed with police. He says in such cases, standard police procedure requires investigators to collect information from all parties involved, adding that no individual is exempt from investigation merely because they claim to have been the initial victim. Mr. Mombwali, however, says the case has exposed what he describes as a wider problem of the continued politicization of the Zambia Police Service. He argues that the police appeared to have taken decisive action only after presidential directives were issued and counter-complaints had been filed, despite the initial attack on Mr. Nkombo having occurred earlier.
Mr. Nkombo was released on police bond after complying with the process. That shows that the procedure was followed and not persecution. However, while this specific arrest was law, it again exposes a bigger crisis in the continued polarization of the Zambia Police Service. The same police who stood by during the initial attack on Nkombo on May 20 seem to have only moved decisively after presidential directives and counter-complaints were filed. Such police behavior reinforces public perception that Zambia police remain pawns in the hands of politicians. The police respond in matters that border on political power balance are actually very predictable in Zambia.
Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Oliver Kalabo, has challenged ZESCO to decentralize its operations through the formation of subsidiary companies. Speaking at the asset or handover ceremony from the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, to ZESCO in Lusaka today, Dr. Kalabo noted that decentralization will bring more efficiency to service delivery and reduce cases of vandalism of electricity infrastructure. He added that enhanced efficiency may increase the chances of achieving universal access to electricity earlier than the projected 2030 target.
Create an entity so that you're not bogged down with the connection, the power, so the entire ZESCO infrastructure is shaken, but you have a company you create which does that. It will bring efficiencies, and you can create many of them actually, like the way the water utility companies were created. Why am I saying this? It's because of the decentralization policy government has already pronounced.
And speaking at the same event, REA Board Chairperson Charles Mboma revealed that the authority has successfully implemented 85 grid extension projects across the country with an estimated initial connections of 15,232. Mr. Mboma added that the projects represent a total investment of 463 million kwacha, demonstrating government's strong commitment to expanding electricity access across the country.
This project represents a total investment of 463 million kwacha, demonstrating government's strong commitment to expanding electricity access across the country. It also demonstrates REA's commitment to create value to the Zambian economy by creating assets in the electricity infrastructure that increase productivity among the rural communities. The value we see today is as a result of sustained support given to REA by government.
Meanwhile, REA Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbumba said the authority plans to complete 115,584 electricity connections this year. And ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo noted that availability of electricity subsidies has contributed immensely to increased electricity connections. Two people have died while four others sustained injuries in two separate road traffic accidents recorded in Lusaka today. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the accidents occurred in Emmerdale and Kanyama and are currently under investigation. In the first incident, Mr. Chilabi says Emmerdale Police Station recorded a fatal road traffic accident around 07 hours along Great East Road near the University of Zambia main entrance, involving a Nissan Murano driven by Joe Malambo Kambishi, aged 36, of Obama.